the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Yes, may the Lord's peace be with you. I'm Jim Ganley. You're listening to Faith in Action. Our co-host today is MJ Crowder.
Jim.
Hey, we just had a very good response that we want to acknowledge from a letter that we sent to a lot of our regular Catholic listeners and our Catholic radio listeners. And, you know, on one hand, I know there's a lot of people listening who, you know, haven't joined our family of listeners, our family of contributors yet, but from time to time, we do send out mailings, and the only place we can send them is to the people who are in our database, and every time we do, they step forward and help us out a whole bunch. So we do want to say thank you to everybody who did. If you got a letter and it's still sitting on your dresser or your kitchen table or wherever, and you have kind of forgotten where you put it, go look for it and send in a contribution if you can. It does very much help us stay on the air. And we want to correct a little misinterpretation that someone might have gotten from our conversations here in the past. For people who are not regular listeners to the station, they may not be aware that we are lease purchasing the original Catholic radio station here in town. And come later this year, we're going to have satisfied that lease purchase. We are going to have paid the company that we're buying the station from $2.2 million, which is
a lot of money.
Oh, and it speaks very highly. I mean, most all of that has come from listeners just like you who help us out with that monthly check every month. So we always want to thank you for that, and for our generous business underwriters as well. But having said that, someone got the impression that, well, if you're not going to have that $22,000 a month check bill anymore, you guys are going to be home free. You won't even need my money anymore.
That is not the case. That is not the case. And let's clear up any misconception. Actually, our costs, our expenses are going to be about the same, pretty darn close, because we won't have the safety net of the studios anymore, or being able to use their furniture, their copying machine, their paper, their billing system. We are actually going to be all on our own. So that's going to be expenses that we will have completely, which is a good news, bad news thing. We will own our own studio. We will own everything, but we will own everything. So
yes, everything will be our responsibility. Every bill will be our responsibility. And if you can envision the proverbial stepping out of the pan into the fire.
Yes,
there
yes,
we go. You know, it's good to be out of the pan, but.
But we still, and we have another, you know, 89.1 and 90.9. So we still
absolutely
do have airways that we have to pay for and keep on the air.
And we're still looking to expand. We have a third one, third station, hopefully, on the horizon that we're going to be instrumental in putting on here. Well, in the next few months, really, up in the Peru Kokomo area, serving Wabash and Logansport, up in that area. And we're going to be working with the Knights of Columbus from Wabash, Indiana. They have secured a license for that area, and we're going to be supplying programming for them and helping them get up and running and on the air, which will cost us
just a few bucks.
A little more money, but hey, that's, you know, we're really trying to get the message out as best we can to as big an area as we can. And so, you know, we really do appreciate every check, every contribution that you make. It really does help us out. So thank you very much.
In the next couple segments of Faith in Action, I'm going to toss out there things that would make our life a little bit easier. And today, what I'm going to toss out there is a conference table. So if you have a business that you are moving, closing your doors, opening a business, and you bought two, but you only need one, which happens, Jim. You're
sure.
giving me this.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Conference table. And if you look at your dining room table and maybe double it or 1.5 times, it's about what we're looking at, kind of a commercial size one. But we really have no furniture, and we are looking to, we have some space in mind, and we haven't quite closed on it. But Jim and I are pretty excited about the location, but we do need to furnish it. So my wish that I'm tossing out there is, if you know of someone, or your husband, or you work with someone, and a conference table comes across the radar, keep us in mind. We won't be needing it until the 1st of October, but I'm just tossing it out there.
All right. At some point after that, I'm sure that we'll be having an open house and inviting everybody to come see our new studios, but we're going to need some furniture to make that work.
And a quickie, our radiothon coming up middle of September. You will be hearing from us. We're going to September 24th and 25th. If your parish priest, if you'd like him to be a guest, give us a call here, or your DRE or pastoral associate. We'd love to have new voices on Catholic Radio. So Radiothon 24th, 25th of September. Now, our guest today on Faith in Action, Robert Newport. I love that name. That's like a Hollywood star name. Welcome, Robert Newport. Doesn't that sound
Hollywood
like it?
Star. Oh,
well,
my gosh.
If you go back to the 50s, like Bobby Newport, that sounds like a Hollywood star. Doesn't that sound Newport? I love that.
I'm so flattered, MJ. Listeners at home, when I walked into the studio, the first thing MJ said was, "Beautiful eyes."
She was talking. She was talking.
Turned
to me.
Red in the face. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, she's talking to Jim.
No, she was.
He has beautiful blue eyes, a great smile. I wish you could see today.
Which could be a total lie since we're on the radio.
I could say anything I want. Tall, dark, and handsome. Like, whatever. That's not a fib. Listeners, not a fib. Okay, so we're going to chat about a lot of things today with you, Robert. Knights of Columbus, the Delaware Council, which happens to be, I understand, through a pretty highly regarded source, Monsignor Shadle, had dinner with him a couple weeks ago. He says the oldest council in all of Indiana.
That's right. It's the oldest council in the state. I mean, you have councils that are in the 10,000s, and this is Council 437.
That's just crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
That's just crazy. Wonderful. We're going to talk about an event that's coming up. I'm not going to spill the beans. I'll let you do that. The Garden Door at St. John the Evangelist. I just found out about that the other day. Theology on Tap. Mm-hmm. All kinds of things to get to. So let's hop to it. But first, Robert, tell us a little bit about you. So I want to know from whence you came.
From
whence you came. I want to know about what side of town you live on, where you live, what do you do for a living. Talk to us.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Born and raised in Muncie, Indiana. Went to Ball State. I'm wearing my Ball State University t-shirt
sure
right now.
Sure is.
Go Cardinals. Going to have a great football season this year, by the way. But I digress. moved down here to Indianapolis about 6 years ago. Started a rock and roll band. My parents were dubious about my future.
Oh, sure.
But we've had a lot of fun. We're called Borrow Tomorrow. And so I moved down here. I was born and raised in Muncie, like I said. Grew up at St. Francis Parish. Mm-hmm. And started going to St. Joan of Arc Church once I moved down here with Father Guy Roberts, who is incredible.
Yes.
And I also spent a lot of time at St. John's. They have a great young adult program down there. And so I kind of split my time, I guess you could say, between St. John's and St. Joan of Arc. But really like living in Indy. I work at the Catholic Center in their Refugee and Immigrant Services office.
I didn't even know they had one.
Absolutely. Gabriel Campo is the director, and we serve the refugee population. There are about 8,000 refugees living in Indianapolis. A lot of Burmese, Iraqi, Afghani, Somali refugees. And what I specifically do is I furnish their apartments. I get them their stuff.
Oh, dear. Now you get them their stuff. So do you call L.L. Fish Furniture? I think it's out of business now, but do you call
and get it?
Well, you know what? There are. I'm just telling you, there were furniture stores, the locally owned ones, who would donate, who would help out from time to time, Catholic charities. I know because my mom did it in Fort Wayne for a time, and she would, even carpet stores that would say, hey, we have refugees and we need some carpet or we need some furniture. So when you say refugees, you help them, okay, listeners, he does have muscles, so he probably is used for moving furniture.
MJ, people are going to call me now. Like, oh, this guy moves stuff. I'm going to call him.
Wait a second. I'm going to posit an idea. I bet you have a truck.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
We do have a truck. Uh-huh. We have a couple trucks. We do quite a bit of moving, but ladies and gentlemen, I'm busy settling refugees, all right?
Okay, all right. So settling
doesn't freelance on the side.
Doesn't freelance. Well, I have to say this, if my son ever listens to this program, my middle son, Raphael the Archangel, we call him, does have a truck, and he has a bumper sticker on the back of that truck that says something to the effect of, just because I have a truck,
right.
don't
call me.
Yeah, don't call me to move you or something like that. Of course, we're always asking him to help us move stuff. Okay, so came 6 years ago to Indianapolis, splitting your time between St. Joan of Arc and St. John the Evangelist. Oh, Father Rick Nagel. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Isn't he great?
He is wonderful.
Women love him.
Oh,
can I say it on the radio?
Yeah, you can say that. When I was a kid, we used to call them, oh, Father, what a shame or something, or Father, yeah,
they say, what a waste.
What a waste. There you go. There's another one.
He's great.
So what I want to know and what our listeners want to know is because there is an event coming up, but let's go back to the Knights of Columbus. How did you, relatively young, not too many gray hairs, get involved in a Knights of Columbus downtown, for pity's sake?
Yeah, downtown. Well, it's funny. I lived a block away for about a year before I even knew the council was there. Isn't that a shame?
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, it's funny about Delaware. The city doesn't let you really put very conspicuous signs on the road. You kind of have to put them off the roadside. And you couldn't really tell what it was. It's kind of set back. It's behind a couple trees. It's this big red brick building. I didn't know it was a council. And, some friends at church kind of told me about it and said, hey, you know, you should come to the meetings. And I said, yeah, I don't know, maybe. But they just kept on me about it. And finally, I relented and showed up to a meeting. And I said, okay, who's going to drive? And they said, what do you mean? It's a block away, man.
It's right down the street.
this is the council building. Oh my gosh! So we just walked on over and went to the meeting, and I felt so ashamed of myself that gosh, here I was living a block away from the council and didn't even note it for a year.
You know, I think the Knights are a lot the way you're just describing there. When we think of Knights, we think of the uniforms and the ceremonies and things like that. And you see them a couple of times a year in that mode. But the rest of the year, they're busy behind the scenes doing all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
For their parishes and for their community and pro-life movements and different things like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Faith in Action. Time for this program is provided in part by St. Vincent Seton Specialty Hospital, a faith-based long-term acute care hospital that treats medically complex patients who require extended care with a multi-specialty approach. Seton is a long-term acute care hospital, often called an LTAC. Patients are typically referred from traditional hospitals to complete their recovery. More information is available at seton.stvincent.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Robert Newport, we're chatting a little bit about the Knights of Columbus, the Delaware Council, the oldest council in the state of Indiana, Garden Door Ministry at St. John the Evangelist. Tell us a little bit about that, because I looked at your flyer for the event. I'm still not going to give it away. I want to introduce it in just a second. Oh, but the flyer for the event said that the Garden Door Ministry at St. John the Evangelist helped to sponsor it. So That's right.
A portion of our proceeds will be going towards Garden Door Ministry at St. John's. We figure a lot of the volunteers are going to be helping out with the event. They're from St. John's. We figure this would be a good way to give back. So Garden Door Ministry, it's open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. They will give sandwiches, water, clothing, personal hygiene items, basically to anyone that rings the door there at St. John's Church at Georgia and Capitol Streets downtown.
Thank you for telling us that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's completely volunteer run, and to be open 9 to 5 every weekday is pretty unique, I think, for a food pantry like that. Usually it's like, here's your two-hour window per day, or maybe one day a week for a lot of them. But, yeah, it's kind of notable that they're open 9 to 5 every day.
You know, I did have an opportunity, I will confess, to talk to Father Nagel earlier about this. And Father Nagel, yes, I did. And you know what's interesting is he said something very curious. He said that when these people come, and some of them are regulars, and they know some of their names, and he said, you know, when they come, we see the face of Christ. And I said to him, because after hearing about this ministry, I think that maybe they see the face of Christ in the volunteers at St. John the Evangelist who are feeding and clothing and these simple works of mercy and, you know, corporal works of mercy. I'm tickled to give a little shout out to that because what a wonderful ministry.
Yeah, I think it's a two-way street. I mean, you know, they're provided for and they're appreciative of that, but you know how it is. You volunteer and you do something like that. The rewards are much greater, I feel like, for the volunteers oftentimes.
Oh, sure. That always happens. When you go on a retreat, you think, oh, I'm going to be giving so much to the participants, and you come away thinking, wow, I got so much. Okay, so the event that's coming up, because there's still lots to talk about, there's an event coming up. What prompted you?
Oh, that's good.
Can I use that? There was a hint there.
Okay, so what prompted you to get this whole ball rolling? And I'll leave it there. What's going on?
Well, we've been having talks about this for a while. The original idea was to do like a ball or a gala or something of that sort. But then we thought, wouldn't it be fun just to do a good old-fashioned prom?
Oh, sure.
And so we started talking about it over at the council, and we got some people from St. John's involved, and we thought, wouldn't it be cool to do like a good old-fashioned 1950s, you know, the poodle skirts, and we're going to totally play up on the Back to the Future theme, Marty McFly, Biff Tannen. We actually have a DeLorean secured.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, for those of you that don't know, that's the silver stainless steel
Back to the Future car. Sure, right.
We're going to have one on display in front of the council. We're going to get some classic 50s cars out front.
Right.
It's going to be Second Chance Prom.
Oh, my, okay? my.
Your second chance to make your first prom all you wanted it to be.
Oh, I love it. And I understand from a fly on the wall, a mouse in our pocket, if you will, that the music is going to be like 50s, 60s
That's
music.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. We have a very good band, Anna and the Kings.
Woohoo! Anna and the Kings. Wow. I can't believe you were able to get them.
I know.
Pretty impressive.
It took a lot of persistence.
I'm impressed.
I'm still trying to get the Archbishop to play some keyboards, and that's taking a lot of persistence, too.
I wish you had your guitar with you or something so you could croon a little bit for us.
Oh,
but I guess what we'll have to say to our listeners, and listeners, go get your pen or pencils, because you'll give us a little bit of information about how to get more information.
Absolutely.
So, and by the way, is there going to be a cost? Who, if you look out at the prom at this event, and what day is it?
Yeah, it's a Saturday, August 24th.
Okay, so when you're looking out Saturday, August 24th, what kind of people do you see attending the prom?
Oh, you feel like you're stepping back in time, and that's why we have the time machine. so you walk in there, and yeah, we really hope people will get behind it and run with it and dress up like the 50s, you know. If you have an old bridesmaid's dress or your own prom dress,
yes,
you know, put that on, bust that out. But you're looking out there. Yeah, I hope people really run with the attire.
And just have fun.
Oh, yeah.
And just have fun.
I think my parents are going to come. I think a lot of my friends, folks, are going to come to the event. So
what age group are you looking for?
All ages. It's all ages.
So,
definitely.
Jim,
so
you
MJ,
and I could even
Jim,
come.
I really do. I really hope you guys can come
gracious.
Out. You know,
I think
it'd be a lot of
fun.
And
no one will make fun of the dancing. I'm talking about yours, Jim, not mine.
Oh, no. You guys will need to make fun of us because you'll be doing like the classic dances.
Yeah, the foxtrot, et cetera. I think I can do that. A waltz or something like that. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So tell us about the cost.
Yeah, it's $25 per person, and that comes with the live music and the Kings. We'll turn it over to a DJ later in the night. Free hors d'oeuvres, it will be a cash bar. So $25 per person, and then $45 per couple, so you get a little savings there.
A little bit
if
of
you
a,
have a date.
Yeah, I like that.
And you can take a friend as a date. You know how it is.
Yeah,
sometimes they do that with the prom.
Sure.
And then prices increase $5 at the door.
Okay.
We do have a $5 student discount.
Woohoo! How far does a student go to college or what?
IUPUI or Marion or anybody around town. Or you know, show us your student ID.
Okay, so you guys that are going back for your graduate degrees and you're 62 years old, that probably would count, right?
Sure, why not?
Show us your student ID.
Robert said so. Just tell them at the door.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Robert Newport. We're chatting a little bit about a lot of things, and I've got a lot more to ask. Knights of Columbus, the Delaware Council, the oldest one in Indiana, Second Chance Prom, the Garden Door at St. John the Evangelist, say that three times fast, Jim, and something we haven't chatted about, Theology on Tap.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get there, give us a number. Where can people call to find out a little bit more information about the Second Chance? This
prom.
Sounds like a lot of fun, Jim.
You can either call me.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Or I'll give you a website, which would probably be easier. It's secondchanceprom.eventbrite.com. So second is like the number two, and then ND.
Okay.
Secondchanceprom.eventbrite.com. And Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E.
So make it as hard as possible.
I know, right? That was a little tricky.
Second Chance. Okay. And this is going to be, give us the date, and we'll ask for it one more time before the end. But the date is?
The date is Saturday, August 24th. Event starts at 8 p.m.
Oh, that sounds like so much
and
fun.
And where is it going to be again?
Yeah, it's at the Modern Day Council, 437, 1305 North Delaware Street, the Knights of Columbus Council.
The red brick building that was hidden behind the trees right down the street.
If you don't know where it is, it's right across from the Benjamin Harrison home. If you're not history major, that's 13th and Delaware. Downtown.
Okay, well, right down from the Catholic Center. There you go. Okay,
close.
So tell us a little bit about Theology on Tap. We've talked about that a little bit before on this show, a couple different times. But so for those people that are listening, who is this geared towards and what exactly is it?
Yeah. Well, having the pleasure of being the MC for the event, I get up there every time and I say, "Welcome to Theology on Tap, a series sponsored by the Archdiocese of Indianapolis Office of Young Adult Ministry, which serves to help young adults explore truth and learn more about the Catholic faith."
Yay! Okay.
Ace Ventura breath.
there's something about theology and tap. And
are you referring to alcohol? Is that what you're talking about?
I think they are.
Is this in a pub? Are you saying that this happens in an alcohol serving situation?
It sure does.
Oh my, it's a little crazy. Oh my. Okay.
We crazy Catholics, right? No, we did it at the Clada last week, and I asked
someone
from Ireland. That is the correct pronunciation, Clada.
And not Clada.
Good Clada.
Okay.
Not Clada.
like Clara.
My roommate
Clara,
calls it Clada.
Clada. Oh,
I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not right.
That's not it.
Clada. But we do it all over town. We have a rotating location. Slippery Noodles 2 weeks.
Oh my.
No wait. Next Wednesday.
Last Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, the next one will be at Slippery Noodle. A week from yesterday.
Okay. All right. Do you have a Theology on Tap? I imagine I'm just going to put it out there. Does theologyontap.com like have a calendar what's coming up for the next 6 weeks, where it's going to be the next 6 weeks?
Or? Absolutely. Yeah. If you go to indycatholic.org, there's a link to the Indianapolis TOT.
Okay.
Theology on Tap.
And what kind of, so I'm imagining that it's like 35 and under, singles, married, do they all come?
Typically, I mean, everybody's welcome, but typically if you walk in, you're going to find anybody from 21 to 35.
Oh, okay. And you just sit around and have a beer and talk about your faith or what?
Yeah. Get in there. We encourage people to drink because we want to be invited back.
Okay.
You know, we want to make it worthwhile for the bars to have us in there. But yeah, have dinner, get a few drinks, order dinner before the talk. Talk starts at 7 p.m. And last Theology on Tap, we had a great speaker, Lou Everett. He was a Jehovah's Witness full-time minister for 4 years, and he was in the church for like 18 years.
I want to think that he's either been a guest or we've talked about having him as a guest.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, okay. He was on EWTN. He was on A Journey Home.
Okay.
Talked about his story. We had Brooke Olsendam, the Pacers sideline.
She's been a guest here.
Really?
Yes, she has.
She was great.
She's delightful. What a powerful story.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a couple minutes left, but I didn't get to ask the most important question. So you and music.
Me and music.
You and music.
We're pals. We're buds.
Okay, so what do you play? Tell us a little bit about you.
I play the guitar. When I first came down here, I played with Joseph Burroughs over at St. Joan of Arc church band for a little bit. I have this great band. Just ask me. We're great. We're called Borrow Tomorrow. You should check us out online if you get a chance. But enough about me, MJ. check out Anna and the Kings, actually. They're going to be at the prom.
I'm really impressed that you got them because they are booked so far in advance. I personally know they're booked till I think the end of December. So really, I'm impressed you got them. Anne and the Kings, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, Robert Newport, we're talking about a little bit about a lot of different things, my kind of show. Knights of Columbus Delaware Council is sponsoring a second chance prom. Okay, so if they didn't get the original information, what is it? And we've only got a couple minutes left. So give us the information sure. about the prom one more
sure.
time.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a 50s-themed all-ages prom. It's at the Knights of Columbus downtown, 13th and Delaware Street, Saturday, August 24th, 8 p.m. If you want more information, go online, secondchanceprom.eventbrite.com. Second, like with the number, two, and then ND. And Eventbrite is spelled with a B-R-I-T-E. I know it's kind of complicated, but I got confidence in you guys out there. You can handle that.
Okay, so with just a little over a minute left, about a minute and a half left, Robert, what did we not cover that we should have covered?
I think we covered everything but the kitchen sink.
And we did talk about the garden door at St. John the Evangelist.
Yeah.
You know, I have to just for a tidbit. I don't even know should I toss this out there, Jim. No, I'm going to hold that under wraps. I won't make that announcement. But anyway, St. John the Evangelist, Father Rick Nagel, incredible, wonderful.
Go see Father Rick.
Helping to sponsor
tell him
this.
Robert sent you.
Okay, so
go downtown,
so
say
for
hi.
The prom, let's say, what do you need? What do you need? Do you need volunteers? Do you need finances? I mean, what does the
you know
prom
what?
Need?
I think we're in pretty good shape. We just need people to come.
Okay.
Just come, go to the website, buy your tickets.
Hey, and let me ask you this. There are a lot of parishes around town that could put a flyer maybe in their
narthex.
Oh, that'd
be great, actually.
So do you have a flyer that is ready to be emailed to people if they called and asked for it?
Oh, absolutely. Sure do.
Okay, yeah. So maybe that's a possibility that you could, if you're a DRE or pastor, or just a cheerleader from a parish out there, they could call you or email you
and
get a flyer.
And I'd be happy to go to the parishes and make an announcement after Mass if the priests would be foolish enough to let me do that.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. So this sounds like fun. Okay, Second Chance Prom, August 24th.
You got it.
All right. Listeners, this was a fun one today. If you're just now tuning in, you're going to have to rewind this or go to the website, which, by the way, on our website, we have all the podcasts of the Faith in Action. Thank you so much for being our guest today,
Robert
Newport. And may the Lord's peace be with you.
And also with you.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a topic or guest for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. May the Lord's peace be with you.